She'll tell you the website. I don't want to butcher it.
Kat, hello.
Hi, this is Kat. I am the creator of www.tackychristmasyards.com, which I believe was one of your links for the week last week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
We really appreciate you sending some people our way.
Now, where are you located?
I'm actually very close to Purdue, so I heard you just talking about that on the sports. I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh. I was just saying I love the Purdue Boilermakers. That's what I was saying. Yeah, sorry about that.
So you're closer to Purdue than you are to the Fighting Irish.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very small state. Everybody is very, you pick a team, it's either IU, Purdue, or Notre Dame, so that's where we are.
IU, Purdue, or Notre Dame. That sounds good, though. So how did it go with your tacky? We got a couple of minutes here. How did you develop this site? What's the deal?
Well, I created a post called The Rules for Christmas Decorating, and it was such a big hit. I kept getting all these people looking at it from Google, just doing searches. And we have this yard really close to our house that we call the Brigade, and these people just line their yard with all these rows of these light-up, it's just everything, nativity scenes, Folgers, elephants, elves, whatever they have, they just light it up and line them on their yard. And so I just thought, well, this would be so funny to have a website where all of our friends could send in their favorite pictures from across the country. And the Wall Street Journal picked up on my rules for Christmas decorating, so I told them about the tackychristmasyards.com, and it just blew up. And on Saturday we had 79,000 page loads, which I think ended up being 39,000 first-time visitors.
Incredible.
It was amazing. We're never going to have to take a picture again. Everyone's sending in their photos. People are sending in photos of their own home and asking me to critique it with my violations, and it's so much fun.
I have one just down the street from me. That's it has about 90 bears.
Bears.
It's all bears, yeah, in various and sundry positions, but we won't get into that. Are you like me? You don't think inflatable and Jesus should be put together?
I mean, you can put them on the same lawn because, I mean, let's face it, so many people have forgotten to celebrate the Jesus part of Christmas. We're celebrating the inflatable bear part of Christmas, but these people at least are recognizing it. But what we ran into is people had the nativity scene, and then they had my favorite, it's on the site if you wanted to check it out, but we have the, the abominable snowman peering over the manger, just looking like going, and then we have a North Pole sign in front of the manger, and it's just kind of, when the two worlds collide, sometimes it's not the most beautiful picture, and we've had so much fun, and the problem that we ran into actually on Saturday is that people think that I hate Christmas. And I love Christmas. I celebrate Christmas. In fact, I was a church employee for many years. This was just for fun, and I love Christmas decorations. It's just for fun. And I think that the majority of the people who looked at the site can see that these are not real violations that I'm trying to have passed. You know, the multiple clauses or the leave the elves alone or anything, you know. These are not real violations. They're just for fun, and we're just having a good time with Christmas, you know?
Well, we had a good time putting that up on the site there. We appreciate you ringing us up, and have good times in Indiana. Thanks a lot for ringing us
so
up.
Thank you so much.
Great site.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. There she goes. And we did bypass traffic a little bit here, but we had to go with Tacky Christmas and the decorations. KVTA.com, Spencer Space, you can find it there.